Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
The way Xavier McKinney is tracking, Bilstead underestimated his own boldness, which when I first heard it, I was thinking he's crazy.
Innovator.
Intercepted for a fourth time in four games, McKinney.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
The fact that Bilstead is on track to be underbolded on the boldathon is just fascinating.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Shout out to Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, for updating the show open.
Yeah, Vinny, I think we have this. We're on the video screen, too, and I notice you and I are kind of in normal, and old boy's head, it doesn't fit on the screen. His head's so big with that prediction.
Eric, bold predictions, Bilstead. Getting smarter every week.
Yeah, wow. He was actually holding up the floor for me after he made that interception.
For you, yes. Eric was there, Tausch.
Bilstead's his biggest fan. I think, you know, obviously yesterday's game we'll get into, but the Xavier McKinney factor, he has been remarkable. And, you know, we had Charles Woodson on discussing the impact that he's made and what he's done, even for a team that struggled on defense yesterday, to continue to create turnovers and obviously four interceptions already through 4 weeks. Bilstead's going to end up underselling his bold prediction of Xavier McKinney.
Hey, so what concerns you the most? The defense being sieve-like there to Sam Darnold, or potentially the kicker? I know Vince is a little worried about Narvison.
Jeez, man.
Where do we start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the kicking game has been a concern. It continues to be a concern. And I'm guessing there's going to be some stuff that happens throughout the week. To what degree, I don't know. You know, the question always is, who do you bring in if you end up making a move? And is that person, you can't just be a constant game of musical chairs. But for me yesterday, I told you guys Friday, I thought it was going to be tough sledding offensively in the first half, because you can't sit out a couple weeks and have an injury and you practice a little bit and just think you're going to jump into an NFL game against the 3-0 team with a defense that gets after you. I thought there'd be some struggles. I did not think yesterday needed to be a game that we saw Jeff Hafley's defense suffocate the Minnesota Vikings. That was nowhere close to happening. So to give up 28 points, and I know, you know, seven of them came via turnover, but early in the game, that's when you know your offense going to struggle a little bit. That's when you need to shut that group down and get Sam Darnold uncomfortable. He had all day. First half, there was no pressure, and he just could sit back there. Anybody that has the pedigree of Darnold is going to be able to complete those throws. They're wide open. So I was really disappointed with how the defense came out yesterday and didn't allow you to kind of slowly grow into it on offense, because you look up and it's 21-0, and all of a sudden all of the run game and all the stuff that Matt LaFleur has been so good at is out the window, because now you're chasing the entire afternoon.
Tausch, how hard is it as a player, as an athlete, when you are getting boat raced as badly as we were, to keep your head in the game and stay positive? Guys say that all the time. You know, we just got to stay positive. There comes a point, I know, when I play sports, tennis, pickleball, golf, whatever, if I'm having a bad day, I'm like, out.
Out.
This is terrible. Not my day. Like, how tough is it for those guys to stay in the game and at least make a game of it?
Well, and that's probably why, no offense to you, Vinny, it's probably why you're not doing that at a professional level. You're playing rec tennis.
Yes.
It is difficult. And there are teams, and you know what? When your team stinks, you give in. And you allow, I mean, the year we went 4-12, the only game in my NFL career that I think was just a complete and utter debacle, we went up to Baltimore, fell behind, and we ended up getting beat, I think, 52-3, or it was something just unbelievable. You know what? Everybody got fired, and it was a, because you have to continue, and you'll always hear, well, it's your process. Don't look at the scoreboard. But that's always super easy to say. And then you look at the scoreboard, and it's 28-0, and you're like, well, this process sucks. What are we going to do that's going to change? And you have to stick with that. And that's why I was super encouraged, and I said this on our postgame show last night. I'm encouraged the fact that you're playing a good team, and I undersold Minnesota. Their coach is really good. I still don't think they're going to be the team that wins this division, even though they're 4-0 and they're ahead of Green Bay. But they did what they needed to do yesterday. But Green Bay, sloppy. That's as bad of a first half as you're going to see this team play. And yet you're an onside kick away from having an opportunity. And you cut it to 6 with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That shows great resiliency. That shows high character. That shows everything that you're looking for in your football team. And when you don't play your best, you still need to find ways to scrap out wins. And even with a tough loss the way it was, the attitude and the effort level from this team, you have to walk out of there encouraged as a Packer fan. And you don't have to say, well, that's a polluted mindset, losers, all that other stuff. That stuff matters. That attitude that you're talking about, Vince, that matters. And I thought we saw a lot of that yesterday. That will pay dividends down the road.
Mark Tauscher with us every morning at 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Thanks, Tausch.
See you guys.
See you, bud.